Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm great, man. No problems.
I got the impression that you were great. Seems like things are coming together.
Well, maybe. You know, I'm really pushing.
It's going to work. Yeah. This is how we get things done. We wait till the last minute.
My mortgage guy's like, man, I'm going to try to close it. See, what I've done, because so I'm remortgaging my house, getting a new mortgage, and you don't have to pay your mortgage for a month, right?
Yep.
So I'm like, sweet. But I'm like, if you guys are going to pay this off, well, I'm not paying this month either.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of just let it slide. So I'm behind.
Yeah.
But now he's like, well, we're behind a little bit, and with Thanksgiving, we may not be able to do it, so you might have to pay your mortgage. If we don't close by Wednesday, then you're going to have to pay your mortgage.
Well, it doesn't
make sense. Which is fine, but I don't want to.
It doesn't make sense, though. It's like, hey, I'm redoing this. You know, it's like they do that with cars. I had a car one time I was trying to trade in, and the sales guy was taking forever to get the deal done. I was driving the new car. My old car was sitting at his lot.
Right.
And I kept checking with him. He's like, oh, we're working on it. We're working on it. Well, time was passing. I needed to make car payments on that car. And I'm thinking, I don't want to make car payments on a car that you're supposed to have already bought from me. Feels like this is a similar situation with you.
Yeah, I've kind of let everything go. Like, I haven't made the minimum on my credit cards because they're paying everything off.
They agreed to remortgage at what it was whenever you decided you wanted to do it.
Right, and the money that I'm getting out of my house, they're already like, we're going to pay off your credit cards or whatever.
Right.
They do it all. They send the checks and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, perfect.
Now you're worried about a month's mortgage. It's like, come on.
Right.
You're trillionaires. We had this done already. Just finish it.
And it's really all down to that guy saying I had paint peeling on my house.
Exactly.
Because it kicked it like back a week.
Well, let me ask you, why can't they just say, okay, you owe another month. Why can't they just say, out of the money we were going to give you from your equity, we're now going to reduce that by whatever your mortgage is, so $1,500 or $2,000.
Right.
They won't do that because it makes too much sense.
Right.
Because it's the obvious thing to do. Everything in life is an uphill battle. It's just never ending. For us, especially.
Right. Well, you know, I could have been doing better, but
we don't stay on top of stuff. We're just not organized. I don't know what side of the brain that is, but if you say, hey, go find your mortgage, whatever, from 2022, I'll have to hire someone to do that. I don't even know what that means. And
I'm really good at getting people together. So they were like, hey, we need your W-2s from these amount of years. So I'm like, wait, hold on. And so I take the person who needs it at the mortgage company and email the tax guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, can you guys talk?
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, we got it. I'm sure they're like, Jesus Christ. That guy's like, you still owe me $120 from last tax.
I know. I know. But that's how it is. I am always looking for a way to find, just like you say, find other people that know what they're doing.
Right.
Can you pretend to be me? Can you call this place and pretend to be me? Because I just need, I'm willing to pay you to do it.
Right.
That's the type of, we know that it's annoying and it's a pain in the ass, so we're both willing to pay for that.
Right.
But we can't do a lot of that stuff on our own. Something will always fall through the cracks, so it's like, come on. And that's why it's so great when you find someone that you like.
I will say I'm better with my medicine. Like, today, I've had outstanding medical bills.
I do,
like, my kids going to the doctor, like, they're just not paying anything.
Yeah.
And I took them to the doctor because they had pneumonia, and the lady's like, you know, this bill's starting to get up there. They're really nice. It's Children's Mercy, you know, one of the offshoots, the clinics. And they're like, you know, do you want to start paying us? I'm like, why
is
my insurance not paying anything?
Right.
And she's like, I don't know. Take them in there. And then so she printed out all these sheets. She's like, and she was super nice. She's like, I don't know who to call.
Does it show that your insurance is paying for anything?
She's like, they're not paying anything. She's like,
good.
She's like, all this stuff that, like, insurance covers.
Yeah.
It's not covered.
Good.
And I'm like, she's like, you know, like vaccines and stuff. You know what I mean? She's like, it's just like, it's not covered.
That's awesome.
So while, you know what? I took my medicine this morning. I called.
You did?
The insurance company.
Good. Tell me what's wrong with their insurance.
You have to call. So what I do is I don't change my insurance.
Okay.
So if you don't change
That's what I did this time.
If you don't change your insurance, right?
Yeah.
Everything just stays the same.
Yes.
Except for you have to personally call them and tell them you don't have supplemental insurance. And it has to be done every year.
I need to do
And if you don't do that, then it kicks it back and says it's not covered until you make that phone call.
Okay, good to know. I'm going to go do that right now.
Yeah,
if I can take it.
It takes 10 minutes.
Cool, I'll be right back.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
All right, everything good?
Everything is good. Well, I know you had all this stuff going on. This is we're getting ready to take a little vacation for Thanksgiving. You had all this stuff going on, and I think I told you, but I didn't have heat at my house. I mentioned this a couple times this week. I've been using the heat pump, and it started to get pretty cold at night, and I'm like, oof, I don't think I'm supposed to be using this thing. But I'm getting ready to go out of town, and it dawned on me. If it gets cold,
it could freeze the pipes.
The house is going to freeze. I should have fixed my heat. Like, what am I doing? So, literally...
It won't get that cold.
Well, that's it. I don't know. Like, last night it was getting pretty cold, and the heat pump's running all the time.
You're getting it fixed. But I think you can just leave a faucet running.
That's what leave some water running.
Leave some water running in the bathroom.
Pretty expensive, too. But
there's like a drip or something. Yeah. I think it keeps the pipes from freezing. I don't know that to be true.
I've heard that, too.
Everybody who owned a cottage in Michigan up north.
We'll just leave the water running?
Half of their dads would, and sometimes there'd be problems. The other ones would winterize it, where they put antifreeze in it and stuff.
Yes.
And then the other half would be like, just leave the shower dripping.
Right.
And then sometimes you'd be like, yeah, my dad left the shower dripping, and I don't know, the whole house exploded.
Right.
Whatever. But I think it works, though. But there's probably someone listening who knows is like, that you're an idiot.
Well, that's just it. We don't know. Right. We're the kind of people who have to
gone with
find
that.
People who
I would have
gone
with, like, you know what? When I was about 13, I remember... Something about that.
Yep, that was my thing. I was like, well, you can leave the water running, or, you know what we could do? Get some space heaters. And you know what's really smart is to turn on some space heaters in your house and then leave it for a week.
Well, if you got insurance, not
that.
A bad idea.
I highly recommend that. Yeah, I'm sure the insurance company would love it. But called our guys, Dick Ray. Yep, I told you. And I asked him about the squirrel on the side of the truck.
Did you ask him, like, is a squirrel going to space? What is it?
He won't tell me.
Why?
I don't know, but we had a long conversation. I said, is he an astronaut or is he a scuba diver? And he's given me some clues, but he won't tell me. So I don't know why this is a mystery, but anyhow, those guys came out today, literally
like
today.
A chipmunk in a spacesuit, isn't
and
it?
That's what it looks like to me. A chipmunk. You said bear originally.
Well, squirrel, I said, and you said
I said squirrel, I thought. Oh, maybe chipmunk. I don't know. We disagreed slightly.
Animals. They were, but, you know, a small little rodent-type animal.
Yes, and then I saw one of the trucks out here by our station when I was going home from work, and I took a picture and sent it to you.
And it had a space helmet. Like, I've seen it with a space helmet. I had something else on. I had a tuxedo on before.
Yes, but is that a space helmet, or is it going scuba diving?
It doesn't have flippers on.
Some people say it's a scuba suit, though. Mm. It's like an old-fashioned diver suit. So, I don't know. But I do know, I waited till the very last day, and those guys came out. So these are the same guys that fixed my air conditioning however many months ago, and came out, and they fixed my heat today.
Well, there you go.
So, thank you, Dick Ray, Master Plumbers, Heating and Cooling. Can't thank you enough, because that was about to be really bad. Just looking at my fiance, like, this is how... Poorly, I planned for things. We're going to leave, and there's no heat at the house. And I should have done something about that, but I didn't.
Yeah, well, you did.
I did. Now they did it in one day. That's pretty incredible, though. That last night I texted, and they fixed it today.
Yeah.
So, and I know your furnace is on the fritz. So I said, "Well, I'm sure we'll be sending."
Well, I don't know,
I thought it's held together with a gum wrapper right now.
Well, he told me to blow through that thing, and it worked.
Right. So I'm just saying, you might need some help.
Maybe, but I mean, as of now, the blow through the tube thing works.
It's working.
If something goes wrong, I'll call Dick Ray. But right now, I'm like, hey.
You got heat.
I
got
to take off that little thing and put it back on.
A little TLC, baby.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on, kid?
Well, a little bit of everything. First of all, I know we tend to talk a lot of sports, but it's football season, but that game last night.
It was like.
How much money could you have won if you bet them to win that game. I didn't even look to see what the odds were yesterday.
They're probably pretty close, but...
Pretty close, really?
I mean, I don't know if you'd have won a lot of money straight up.
I thought the Steelers were good.
They are good.
And I thought they'd suddenly started to scare everyone. It's like, this is a serious AFC team. And so I was not expecting that. I mean,
but
that's like a perfect NFL game.
You watched the beginning of it. We went out to dinner.
I was lit.
And then I came home and we hung out for a little bit. I didn't turn on. I turned on. I was like, what is happening? Like, it went from clear to just snow everywhere.
It's awesome. Yeah. I love football games like that. Look cool.
To the end zone goes Chubb. Touchdown, Browns. Look at this crowd. Nobody's left.
That was a crazy game.
Yeah.
And I don't know who
it's
is
fun to watch, man.
Who is the best running back in the league? Is it Henry or who's the best right now?
Saquon.
Saquon's really good. Yeah.
Henry's killing it though.
Chubb.
CMC's been hurt.
Chubb for a while was definitely up
Montgomery
there.
Montgomery and Detroit's pretty goddamn good.
Yeah.
You know, but they've used him with two. They have two running backs, so.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about Chubb. I mean, obviously he's good, but I know he's probably not the best. But damn, watching him, and I don't watch the Browns that often, but that dude's, there's something about the way he runs. He's
Najee
just
Harris,
he's a beast.
Pittsburgh's pretty good.
You know what I mean, though? Doesn't Chubb remind you almost
like
a running back from the 90s? Or it's just, he's just got a look to him.
K-9
he's a badass.
For the Seahawks. I'm trying to think. I don't know who's the best is.
I'm curious. I know the Ravens had a ton of running yards.
Yeah,
that was like on week six or whatever, so... They may have the most rushing yards.
Who leads the league in rushing yards right now?
Yeah, just look it up. Just look it up and see. Because I mean, if we're guessing, we say Saquon, we say Henry,
say Henry, but I could be wrong.
What's that guy? The 49ers.
Henry leads right now.
Who?
Derrick Henry.
Is it?
How many yards?
He's at 1,185.
Okay. In week
and who's
11?
Second is Saquon.
Hey, pretty good.
Third is Josh Jacobs.
Jacobs.
And fourth is Chuba Hubbard.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that? I don't even know who
I don't know who that is.
What, Chubb's not on there, huh?
Nope.
Well, a couple years ago he would have been, though, right? When they first got Hunt,
sure.
Chubb was like,
I don't think he had a leg anymore. He got hurt.
Yeah, he hasn't been the same. I like that guy. There's just certain guys that you watch and you're like, I wish we were friends.
Yeah.
And Chubb is, you know what it is? It's like a Barry Sanders thing. That's what it is a little bit. He just seems like a.
Yeah, like a nice guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I like that guy.
What about Jameis Winston? Did you see all the audio they had from Jameis Winston?
No.
There's some really good stuff. Like him talking about football.
Pick it up, son.
They had like interviews of him talking before and after the game, and then they had him on the sideline when they're trying to draw the Steelers offsides.
Yeah.
And with like 4 seconds left, you just hear him. He's like, "Damn it, someone jump offsides!" just Jameis, man. I love that guy.
That we have the opportunity to show what we are about. Now make sure we keep our priorities straight because it only matters about us. Not the lights, not the cameras, not the action. It's about the action. It's about our individual action and going out there and playing our best football tonight in front of everybody. That's a powerful testimony, all right? Let's go get it. Family on three. 1, 2, 3.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill
the order of hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
We're doing the news.
Oh, good.
A little distracted because I was looking at our subreddit, reddit.com/.
What happened there?
/r/ Church of Laszlo. Now, a couple days ago, someone posted something and I meant to look at it and I forgot, but it's about the world's masturbation champion. I need to look into this guy, see if we can get him on the air. I'll read more into that later. But if you want to look at it, it's on our subreddit. In the news right now.
Our Church of Laszlo.
Yes. In the news right now, a big movie came out today. I think. Bon Pop wanted to see it, right, Snowcone?
Yeah, he went and saw it last night.
He did go see it.
We were supposed to see it this weekend, all of us together, but he couldn't wait. He wanted to go last night, so he went and saw it. And
did he make it through the whole thing? It's like over 2 hours, right?
It was 2.5. He made it through the whole thing, and she said the last hour has a ton of action, so it kept him interested.
Well, I read this thing about Wicked. That's the movie we're discussing. Obviously, the musical with Ariana Grande. And,
she's in it?
Yeah, she's a star of it. And
I'm going through our Reddit, by the way. Somebody cashed in on one of my locks. Congratulations,
I saw that.
Man. Good for you.
So they're making a ton of money off this movie from women. I heard them saying they're hopeful that what they can do is over the holiday weekend drag some guys to the theater with them. I don't think that's happening. Okay, there's no way. If Brooke was begging me to go see this movie, I would say no. I'm not going to 2.5 hour musical. I'm not going to sit through that. If you want to, and she doesn't want to see it, by the way. But if she did,
but I'm not pissed off that I didn't.
Right. Well, it's for your kid. Maybe a little different, right? Yeah. But I'm not doing it for her. And I don't think a lot of boyfriends or husbands are going to be, you know, there's some of those movies you can get dragged to, but a 2.5 hour musical is not one of them. But it's huge. And there's a lot of debate going on right now because a lot of the people that are going to see this movie, they're familiar with the play. They've seen the play and they've listened to the soundtrack many times, so they know all the songs.
Oh, they're singing?
They're singing. And AMC says, shut the up. And other theaters saying, please shut up. But there's some debate that, hey, maybe people should be allowed to sing.
Right. I'm here to warn everyone that the singing is, in fact, happening, and it's worse than you would expect.
I need everybody on mute.
I am going to see Ariana, Cynthia, and the rest of the cast sing. Better not hear anyone else singing in the theater.
I don't know, some tough guy saying, hey, better not hear anyone else singing in the theater. Does that mean I'm going to be the one singing?
I thought maybe it was someone I was supposed to know.
No, it's just people I found on TikTok that were complaining. They're all complaining. And so some theaters have said, hey, please shut up. Others are like, well, we've given up because apparently you go in there and there's a lot of singing. I don't know anything about musicals. I don't like musicals. That's like torture for me, but I would think that if I went to see a musical and I was excited to see it, I wouldn't want to hear everyone else singing it. Huh?
I don't like musicals much either.
Well, let's just go with something we know. You like the Smashing Pumpkins, right? You get in the car, you say, let's listen to Smashing Pumpkins. You put in the CD, and there's three people in the car, and they all start singing along to every song. I don't need that. So I assume it's a similar thing. Like, shut up. I want to hear Billy Corgan. You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
And, you know, okay, you sang along to the hook one time, that's fine. But if they're singing along the whole movie, that's not, I mean, it already sounds horrible, but it's probably a good place to meet chicks, honestly.
Chicks that want to go see musicals.
Yeah, but they don't.
You can't really talk to them.
Plenty of chicks. Well, they're singing. Plenty of chicks know that they can't drag you to a musical, and they'll go with their sister, their girlfriends, or whatever. That's what they're doing now. So they said they're not really selling tickets to men yet, and they're hopeful that'll change.
That men will go see this?
That they're going to get dragged over the holiday weekend. I don't think it's happening. The men are going to go see Gladiator 2, they say. That's so which movie will win the battle? That's the big holiday battle right now, Gladiator 2. Are you going to go see Gladiator 2 while you're on a vacation?
I might.
I might, too.
Yeah,
it's funny. I'm not like the world's biggest Gladiator fan. I do love Ridley Scott. But
I tried to get the boys to watch it. They were like, they were out.
Really?
Yeah, because you know what? Like, once I start, I'm like, oh, yeah. Because it takes a while.
Yes.
It takes a while to get to where you're going. It's like an action movie. And they're like, what? This guy's dressed from, like, was he a knight? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get it.
I want to go upstairs and play video games. I'm like, God, but you got it. They're like,
A little older. I mean, it's from 2000, so before they were born.
All that bad, but
I didn't think so either. But I wondered for them. But look, our buddy Dan Lanning, coach at Oregon.
Oh yeah.
If you watch that stuff online about him and Gladiator, he used it with the players. And if you haven't seen it, look that up.
Right. Look up Dan Lanning Gladiator and.
Just on YouTube.
As a Michigan fan, I wasn't all that entertained.
Yeah, he's definitely crapping on Michigan. And as someone who doesn't have a dog in the fight, I thought it was pretty funny. But
yeah, I did send it to him. I was like, man, I wasn't all that entertained. And he was like, I have now taken your full conversion to being a Duck fan.
That was the point. Man, I'm a Duck fan. How could we not be Duck fans?
I got my Oregon shirt.
I know, look at you. When he's the coach, there's no way.
Dude.
How am I going to root for anybody else?
The best.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm rooting for MU, of course. But of course. I'm also rooting for Oregon. So that's the way it goes. And you're rooting for Michigan, but we're also rooting for Oregon. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, Wicked's out. If you want to go see a musical, you can, but apparently people are singing along. I could watch Ariana Grande sing maybe for 30 minutes before I get bored. I could probably do that.
Is she a good singer?
I think she's like a really good singer.
She is?
I think she's like
I don't know anything about her.
I think she's like a classy... like a world class? No. Like a classic singer, like Mariah Carey, Whitney
Dion?
Houston, Celine Dion kind of singer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think she's that talented. I've seen a lot of, you know, no offense here. I've seen a lot of gay men talking about her. They sound like they know what they're talking about, and they talk about how great she is, how she's the best. So I've heard her sing a couple times, and she does sound like someone
I know
that my mom would like.
She really gave him a boner.
Well, yeah, I mean.
That's what he said. I remember in the press conference, I asked what it's like dating Ariana Grande, and he said, I get a boner.
Well, of course. I mean, that part I didn't need to be told because if you're going to drag guys to see this movie, that's the only way you're going to get them in there.
Does
to remind
them.
Well, remind them that Ariana Grande will be on the IMAX screen or whatever the whole time, and you might enjoy yourself.
Is she a witch?
I don't know what she is. She's in a white. I think they're all witches, right? But she's in white, so she must be a good witch.
Yeah, Ariana plays Glinda, the good witch.
The good witch.
Is this like the backstory from The Wizard of Oz?
It's the prequel for how the witches became the witches.
Oh.
It was a Broadway play.
Is it like Cobra Kai? Like, this witch isn't so bad if you just got to know her?
Probably.
I think it kind of seems like that.
There must be. Because she's the white witch.
They ripped off the whole idea from Cobra Kai?
No, it's been around. It's old. It's really old.
Not cool.
It's old. It predates Cobra Kai.
Predates The Karate Kid?
No, but it predates Cobra Kai.
And yes, Ariana is like that talented of a singer.
She's amazing.
She's like a diva.
Exactly. Yeah. She is like, she deserves to be as bitchy and rude to people as she wants. She's earned it.
Just telling me to read the book? Hey, look, Crunchberry, you seem like a nice person. I'm not reading the Wicked book.
Hold on, there's a Wicked book? And who tells us another man to read the Wicked book?
Aston was a play.
Ban this person. Get them off of Twitch. Remember this whole international tourism, crime tourism? These people that are possibly robbing...
Wicked.
It is a book. Okay.
People that are possibly robbing Kelce's house and Mahomes' house and these basketball players' houses, and now they're saying...
A book by Winnie Holtzman.
But is it based on the Broadway play? Which came first?
It's an adaptation of the 1995 Gregory Maguire novel, Wicked.
Okay.
Oh,
The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, so it was a book first. Snowtone.
Which in turn is based on L. Frank Baum's 1900 novel, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
L. Frank Baum. So you got me going around saying the wrong stuff. I thought it was a play first. Thanks a lot.
Everyone
now I look like a moron. He just said it's a book.
I know, but it's like one of the most popular Broadway plays.
But it was a book first. I'm going around giving people wrong information. Anyhow. You can't,
anyway, 1995, The Karate Kid was well before that, so it is a ripoff of Ralph Macchio.
The international crime syndicate that's supposedly robbing celebrities' houses are celebrities. Kelce, Mahomes, these basketball players. They think these criminals are doing stuff all over the country, like probably robbing somebody right now. And in Colorado, there is a... This is crazy. There's like a restaurant that these guys tunneled into. Use the restaurant to tunnel into an art gallery. Okay, you're in the art gallery. You're going to steal the art, right? No, they bring all this equipment into the art gallery. And they start drilling holes and covering up cameras and doing all this stuff. They don't touch the art. Instead, they tunnel through this art gallery to get to a jewelry store where they are there to steal a safe full of jewelry. And then the three guys are gone and out of the country. This is not just like robbing celebrities' houses anymore. This is, we're taking all
in
your valuables.
In 20 years of running this Aspen Art Gallery.
They climbed through that.
Larry White says he's never seen anything quite like what happened to his gallery this month.
They're clearly not anybody that was interested in the art. They brought all this equipment in. This was full of equipment, impact drivers, acetylene torches, and tanks.
The gallery torn apart by sophisticated burglars. Aspen police say four men, two from Chile, one from Peru, another from Argentina, broke into a restaurant, then tunneled into the gallery Larry White manages, but were not interested in paintings.
Okay, this is like, I mean, if you've got guys, this was a three-man job. They're going to get the safe. They go through three buildings to do it. This is in Colorado. You've been in Minnesota, supposedly, Missouri, Kansas. These guys have supposedly been all over the country. Then they leave. They're gone. The three guys are out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have any valuables, I mean, luckily I don't, but if you have any valuables... look out, because apparently South America... Do we know which country from South America? They gave a couple there.
They're all the same.
Like, which one's the headquarters? Who's in charge?
They're all the same.
Yeah, I guess
you're
so.
You're just South American.
Yeah, you're South American, that's it. No, just their states,
what countries are there in
Brazil, summer? That's the big one. That's the one that matters.
New Guinea?
But people don't speak
Is
Portuguese.
New Guinea in South America?
Nobody knows. They're still looking for it. But, you know, Portuguese, it's not Spanish. It's like, you got to do Spanish or English. You know, or Italian sounds beautiful. But the Portuguese,
Argentina?
Too hard to learn. Yes, that is South America. Chile is South America. Mm. I think Belize and that stuff is considered Central America because it's there on the... is that a horn? What is that thing that connects Mexico to South America? What's that called, Snow Cone?
Central America.
I know, it's just called... But what's the landmass called? That's not a peninsula, right? Because it's...
No.
So what is it? Just Central America. That's
just,
it.
Just land.
We're all learning stuff today. So anyhow, watch out for these guys because they could be tunneling into your house right now. Big news for Jason Kelce. This guy needed some good news. He's had a rough go of it. I'm sure he's having a hard time paying his bills. You know, he broke that kid's phone. That probably cost him a fortune. He's probably getting sued for that. You know, the guy just can't catch a break. Meanwhile, his brother is dating the biggest pop star in the world and one of the hottest women in the world and just killing it, absolutely killing it, wearing $10,000 short sleeve shirts. And here's Jason over here trying to find traction, trying to find something, you know, that makes him worthy of the name Kelce. And I think he may have found it now because ESPN, remember ESPN? That was the sports channel before FS1 started kicking their ass. ESPN says, hey, you know what? We want your help, Jason, and he's now going to host a late-night show on ESPN.
Jason Kelce takes center stage, a new ESPN late-night show. They call it Late Night with Jason Kelce. In an exciting new venture, Jason Kelce, the celebrated Super Bowl champion and Philadelphia Eagles legend, is stepping into the world of late-night television as the new host of They Call It Late Night with Jason Kelce.
What do you think of my AI voice? They call it late night. He's getting pretty good, right? He's starting to sound like a real human. He almost sounds like a guy who's new at a local news station in a smaller market, right?
Guyana.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, not Guinea.
What? Did you say Guinea?
Yeah.
Oh, Papua New Guinea. That's the island. Is that off of Australia? Yeah, that's where Darwin went, wasn't it? Where did Darwin go?
I don't know, but I got him confused. Papua New Guinea. Guyana and a French Guyana? I don't know.
Okay.
No, that's what I was talking about.
Brazil's the one. Well, I mean, if I was going to move
Ecuador.
There, I'd move to Chile. Yeah, Ecuador, but if you're picking a place to move.
Bolivia?
I would go. No.
Paraguay? Peru?
I don't know much about Paraguay. Peru's beautiful. Paraguay? I've heard the people are very nice. There's a lot of cocaine down there, or a lot of cocoa leaves.
Colombia?
If you want just cocaine tourism, go to Colombia.
I go to Colombia. I know what's up. That sounds nice.
Well, they do seem to be getting their stuff together. I think it helps if you're Catholic. They like it when you're Catholic. So you can convert, you know? And just make sure you don't argue with anything that the military does there, and you should be okay. Chile looks pretty good. I don't know. I see stuff, news from Chile. I mean, those miners got stuck there 15 years ago. They got them out.
What about South Georgia? I would go to the South Sandwich Islands.
The South Sandwich Islands? I've never heard of them.
It's part of the United Kingdom, but it's in South America.
Okay.
They still own it. South Georgia and the South Sandwich Islands. That sounds nice.
Well, I'd never go to Argentina because aren't they the ones who fought Margaret Thatcher over the Falkland Islands? Isn't that who they were fighting? Mm. They want those islands? Mm. Sorry, folks. We are besties across the pond here, the UK, so you guys probably don't like us very much. I'm going Chile. That's where I'm going.
South Sandwich Islands. Right by the...
Should I call it Chile or Chile?
Falklands.
If I'm going to move
there. There you say Chile.
So once I get there, I can start saying Chile? Okay.
Yeah.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
All right, we're finishing the news.
All right, let's do it.
So, political news, that's fun. Remember Matt Gaetz, he was going to be Attorney General. Sure. Trump said he's a brilliant lawyer. Then there was all this controversy. Gaetz stepped down from Congress, so they couldn't release that report or whatever. And then he found out he wasn't going to be Attorney General. I guess that's over with. So now... Trump's got a new person, and she's from Florida, Pam Bondi. She looks kind of like, she looks like she could be Jessica Simpson's mom. She's pretty. Apparently, she's very qualified. I don't know anything about it, but she apparently will be
this morning. President-elect Trump quickly turning the page on his first failed cabinet pick, former Congressman Matt Gaetz, selecting former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. Bondi, an experienced prosecutor, was twice elected as Florida's AG. Trump particularly praising her work combating the opioid crisis.
There you go. She combated the opioid crisis.
Good for her. So that's good for a big deal.
She's got good hair. I like her. She's got the look. I think she could be Attorney General. You guys in or out? We doing thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs up. I give her the thumbs up, too. Okay, this would make me real mad.
Looks like a real hot piece of Attorney General ass.
Exactly. And I'm saying she got a Jessica Simpson vibe. Like, that's what this country needs. Let's get a Jessica Simpson AG. Get some stuff done. I'd rather look at her than Merrick Garland or whatever his name is. Come on, guys. Imagine this. You live in a neighborhood. Not hard to imagine. Your tags are slightly expired on your car. Also not hard to imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you live in Kansas, so this is easy to imagine, too. You only have a tag on the back of your car, not on the front.
Yeah.
So you can just back your car into the driveway. People don't even see your tag. Why does it matter anyway, though? It's in your driveway. But imagine that the homeowners association where you live says, hey, you know what we're going to do? A homeowners association that you pay a bunch of money into says, we're going to hire some tow trucks, and we are going to go into people's driveways. We're going to have the tow truck driver take a picture of their plate while it's in the driveway, and then we're going to have them tow it away. Now, I'm sorry. I know you can sign things when you join an HOA, but I don't think that me having a car in my driveway with expired tags is your business.
I would lose my mind.
I would absolutely. No, I'm losing my mind, and I'm not even there. I'm part of an HOA that's it's like a light one because there's a lot of rich people in my neighborhood, and then there's my street.
Mm-hmm.
So they pay into it. You don't have to pay into it. If you pay into it, you get extra benefits, like when you're out of town, they'll come check on your house, stuff like that. But there is an HOA, and they say you're automatically in it, but it's voluntary dues. So the rich people pay the dues.
You don't pay them?
No. They don't need the money. They look like they're doing all right. But could you imagine your car getting towed from your driveway in the middle of the night because the tags are expired? Now, this guy's tags were expired by a month. Mine are expired by 2 years, going on three now.
Are yours still expired?
Yeah, I can't. I'm not getting that fixed. It's too expensive.
Security footage shows a stranger lurking outside Brendan Wells' home at 2 a.m.
Someone came up into my driveway with my truck's backed in, took a picture of my license plate, and then took it off the property.
The tow truck has a contract with the Lone Star Ranch HOA where Wells lives to enforce parking rules.
What was their reason?
My registration was out of date by a month.
You're talking about your tag on the back of your car.
I am so angry right now. This did not happen to me.
Who does that?
Listen, people, if you are a part of this HOA and you decided to do that, I don't know if we're still calling that a Karen or what, but go to hell. Just go to hell.
And by the way, If you're not driving,
right?
Your plates need to be updated?
No, because if you have a car in your driveway that you're working on, it's not even street legal. Right. You could be rebuilding a car. You could say, I don't drive it. It's private property. You only need the tags to have it on public roads. Right. When it's on your driveway, you don't need it. So as soon as I get home, I'm safe. Except in this neighborhood in Tampa Bay. So go to hell, people. Crazy. Yeah, go to hell.
That would make me really angry.
I'm angry.
Really
angry. I'm angry just watching the video.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
I forgot to tell you. The Tucker Carlson thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is pretty good. You know all that stuff. I just heard this morning. So if you're on Twitch, please, you can correct me or give me the stuff the details that I'm missing. Twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. We have a text line, too.
Yeah.
913-586-7989. Don't text and drive. Tucker Carlson really likes those Zen pouches, the tobacco-free nicotine pouches that have been in the news a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that Democratic congressman's name is, it's always around Chuck Schumer. Is that him? I think he wanted to get rid of them, something. It's been one of these controversies. Oh, kids are using Zen. But it's not even like kids are using Zen. It's basically just like a lot of adults are using Zen, and they don't like that. Right. I don't know why. Does it do anything bad? I need you to tell me why you don't like it. It's always because it's going to lead you to smoke.
We got some right here.
It's going to lead you to smoke cigarettes. And I'm like, does it lead you to smoke cigarettes or does it just lead you to eat more Zen? I don't know. But Tucker Carlson likes it. And he does those internet shows or whatever. And apparently he's talked about how he likes Zen. And he talks about how he likes nicotine, how it helps him. And he also claimed that it helps with male performance. Now, Philip Morris was like, meh. We don't say that. We don't know that it helps with male performance. We've never had a study that says that, so let's not get that going around. Well, then Tucker Carlson finds out that some people who work at the company gave some money to Kamala Harris. This is the story I've heard, at least.
Okay.
And he's like, wait a second. Some of these employees gave money to Kamala Harris? Well, then forget it. So now he's on this campaign saying Zen is for girls.
For girls.
Don't use it. And he launched his own called, Alp nicotine pouches.
Oh, he makes his own now?
And he's got videos of him out, just like those videos of Kid Rock shooting the beer. Tucker Carlson is trap shooting Zen pouches.
Oh, man.
Because he's got his own nicotine pouches now.
Zen is a powerful work enhancer and also a male enhancer, if you know what I mean.
A crude joke and questionable with no scientific basis. Zen owner Philip Morris saying the remarks were, quote, unsubstantiated and may inadvertently attract interest. Now, Carlson turning on the brand, launching his own competitor, Alp. Why? Well, he says some employees at Philip Morris donated to Kamala Harris's campaign.
It's good for your girlfriend or whatever, but I don't think men should use that brand.
Oh, he's saying it's girly. He's saying Zen's girly. So he's got his own Alp. Yeah, and I thought,
why didn't he even Tuck?
Exactly. What the hell is Alp, and why didn't we make nicotine pouches or nicotine juice or something?
Yeah.
Nicotine, people like nicotine.
Well, I love it.
They love it. And there's all this, people are using nicotine. Look, we got this drug epidemic and all these problems. The war on drugs has cost a fortune. You got cartels ruling countries. It's not like they're winning this war on drugs. If you look back, when our parents were young, you had all this stuff over the counter, the Black Beauties and the Chris, they were just handing out meth. You could get it as a diet pill, sure. Whatever. I think that's better. instead of people waiting in line to get their Adderall, just let people have the stuff. Obviously, they want it. And the stuff that doesn't actually kill them, you know, yeah, some things are going to kill a few people. Stronger. Yeah, but for the stuff that doesn't really kill a lot of people, like just, is there any evidence that using these tobacco-free nicotine things gives you diseases?
No, not that I know of.
I haven't heard anything, right? It's just, it's always like, no, it'll lead you to smoke. Why would it lead me to smoke? This seems like the evolution of what they do with nicotine.
Right, I get it. It gets you addicted to nicotine.
To nicotine, that's exactly right. So, but as long, unless, the only way it would make me smoke is if you guys take away the Zen and leave the cigarettes. Like, it's like Laszlo always says when I used to say stuff like, yo, this medication really works, but, you know, I'm just afraid I don't want to take it all, and I probably shouldn't take it every day. And Laszlo said, they're not going to stop making it.
No.
So just keep taking it.
Right.
And they'll keep making it. That's how it works.
It'll be fine.
But now we live in a world where it's like,
stop making it.
You go to the pharmacy and like, we can't get that for you for six months.
Let me see if I got.
And you got Robert Kennedy as the head of Health and Human Services, and there's rumors that he wants to get everyone off of Adderall and get people off of these psychiatric drugs.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if that's true or not, but it's just like, hey, you know what? Let us have some stuff. If you let people have enough, then maybe they won't go look for that illegal stuff. Right. You know, just give people enough. Let them have their nicotine pouches. Let them have their, I won't say the brand name, but there's a very popular diet company that sells like supplements. Mm-hmm. And when I was a teenager, those supplements were just speed. And they had to stop using speed, so now it's all herbal. Let them use speed again. Just
of course.
Give people that stuff. Let them have their speed. Let them have their nicotine. And we'd be good. And also, Tucker Carlson, I know you're friends with him, but why?
Well, we're friendly.
Well, you guys used to hang out, so.
Went to New Orleans together once.
Right.
Partied in New Orleans.
He was still in bow tie. It was bow tie Tucker. He was on CNN at that point, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean.
He was running through the French Quarter.
This is the kind of thing.
And I was with that midget.
Yeah, Jason. So you're the.
What's his name?
What's Jason's name on?
Wee Man.
Wee Man.
Yeah, Wee Man.
You're the idea guy. You always have been. You have big ideas. We used to have meetings.
Well, cans.
Radio station meetings. And you'd be like, why don't we do this? Why don't we do this? Look at what Tucker's doing. He's like, why don't we put nicotine in a pouch and put our name
cans.
On it?
Cans is $1 billion.
But we can't get an investor.
We had a logo. We had a store.
We've got that.
Sign.
That's saved. I've got a folder ready to give to an investor.
Right.
That'll excite them.
We just need
very
an
much.
Investor. Someone who's willing to give us a storefront. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. What about your buddy who may have just got the best high school player in the world to go play for Michigan? Larry Portnoy? Ellison?
Oh.
Isn't there a rumor?
I don't really know Larry Ellison that well. I know Portnoy.
But isn't there a rumor that Ellison...
Ellison got the best player? Yeah, he's a billionaire. Fifth richest man in the world.
No one knew he was a Michigan fan, but he might be dating a Michigan fan?
That's the rumor.
There's
a
lot of weird rumors out there about him.
Yeah, but they the University of Michigan thanked Larry Ellison.
Okay, well, that shows that he's got some money to invest in things.
He does.
All we got to do is get that cans folder in front of him. My little.
That's a good idea.
Just show it to him and like, here's what we're looking at.
We need. What are they called? An angel investor.
An angel investor
who loves big cans.
Yes,
it's gonna be hard to find.
Right, and when we say big cans,
most angel investors like big cans.
And when you say, what do you mean? Do you mean big cans or big cans? We mean, yes, big cans.
Yeah, big cans.
Whatever you think of with big cans, that's what this place will be.
All-encompassing.
It's big. All the big cans you can think of. Both of the big cans that you can think of will be in our store. I'm just mad that Tucker got this thing. I mean, look at the website. If you look these things up, he's got a website. He's making fun
Alp.
Of... Yeah, Alp. I think I shouldn't be giving this out. Alppouch.com is where I'm at right now. I'm just looking at it. But, I mean, he's got a nice little... what do they call tobacco? Do they call them tens? What do they call them?
Yeah, tens.
Is it just a ten? Yeah. I mean, they're plastic now, but...
I think so.
He's got nice artwork. And he's got big flashy logo. A better time, it says. Why aren't we selling nicotine pouches and running a cans operation? That cans should already be franchising.
Let's see, what flavors do they have? Chilled mint, mountain wintergreen,
yeah,
refreshing chill, tropical fruit.
That's what the politicians don't like. They don't like the flavors. Because kids like flavors, they say. It's so funny. It's like, I think everyone likes flavors. You're allowed to make fruity drinks at Red Lobster. You know what I mean? They don't say, hey, wait a second. Kids might like a pina colada. Yeah, they probably would. It's sweet and delicious. But
20 pouches per 10.
Yeah. So we're not supposed to use Zen anymore.
Three different nicotine strengths.
Yep. I like somewhere in the middle. A little
three,
too much.
Six, or nine.
Yeah. Oh, it only goes up to nine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can do the nine then. That's fine. Yeah. you know, you just got to figure out what the right one is for you. Some people get dizzy, headaches. You ever get that from nicotine? I never have, except when I first smoked cigarettes.
When I first wake up, it couldn't give me that.
Really? The buzz?
Not headaches, but yeah,
like the buzz? Yeah.
Still got a buzz.
I don't get those much anymore. I definitely get a relief. I think nicotine, though, is
satisfyingly moist.
Oh, there you go.
It really says it on it.
Moist, see?
Here's the difference between them and other brands. 3, 6, and 9, they have it. The other brands don't. Better flavors. It's a better time. Mm-hmm. They are not woke.
Oh, yeah.
It says it right on there. And then it says they're satisfyingly moist.
They're moist.
The war on woke.
Actually.
That's like the thing. Everybody.
I know. You just have to include it in everything.
Not woke. We could be not woke. I don't care. Cans is not very woke, I don't think.
No.
So we don't have to worry about that. I don't think we have to put on the sign like not woke. I think as soon as they see the store, they're going to go.
Satisfyingly moist, though.
We should put that on our sign, too. Cans. Satisfyingly moist.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I like it. Some people don't like the word moist, though.
Yeah, moist. They're lying.
Moist and
they're
panties.
You're supposed to say you don't like the word moist because everyone else says
moist.
That.
Panties.
People don't like the word moist. It's like the most disliked word in the American language.
They don't like
saying it or hearing it.
They're lying.
There's like those words that people hate, and panties is one of them.
They don't like panties.
Yeah, but that's way lower on the list. Moist is always number one. Oh, and then the C word for girls. They hate that one too. But I mean, that's at least a. You know, cuss word, whatever. I sort of get that. But the moist thing I've never understood. What's popping up in their mind when you say moist that makes them hate that word? And is it mostly girls that hate that word or guys?
I think people just say it because everyone else says it.
You think they just say they don't like the word?
These are the most hated words in the English language.
We did a whole segment.
Riddle.
Riddle.
Phlegm.
Oh, I like phlegm.
Moist.
Moist. Where's moist? It's not number one?
They're just giving
me. Oh, okay, random ones. What else you got?
We did a segment.
Fetish.
The top one was moist.
Tofu.
What's wrong with tofu? I mean, I don't like the food, but...
Crevice.
Crevice. I could see you having a little bit of a problem with that.
I was just going to say,
if I said, like,
crevice.
Hey, there's a crevice over here,
I
do think you wouldn't look at it.
Mucus.
I like mucus.
Pantyhose.
Yeah, it makes me a little uncomfortable sometimes. Just because I think when I say it, it's like I'm saying, you know, something very pornographic, but I have to remind myself that other people don't think that, so...
Flaps.
Pantyhose flaps.
I don't like flaps.
I like moist pantyhose flaps.
I don't
show
like
me your moist pantyhose flaps.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
I know we're always trying to scheme and come up with ways to make money. Did you see the... this week they're auctioning off the ruby slippers again. I thought they already auctioned those things, but I guess they got stolen at some point from the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, there was that whole thing because they were stolen originally.
I remember a story years ago about them selling. They say it's the most valuable movie prop in the world, the ruby slippers. And they talked about, I think they were going to auction them. Did they already auction those? Can you look that up? Because I saw another auction that happened this week, and you guys may have seen it too. The banana that was taped to the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys seen this? Yeah. Do you remember the duct tape banana?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's obviously been debated by people. Is this art? Is it not art? I don't know how it's art, but I don't understand. You know what? Maybe it is art because we're talking about it. Is that it?
Anything's art.
It's a banana taped to a wall. It's literally duct taped to the wall. It's one piece of duct tape holding this banana up against a white wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it became this acclaimed piece of art, and it went up for auction at Sotheby's. How much do you think it sold for?
$1.5
million. $6.24
million.
$6.24 million. We're hanging out in the wrong crowds, man. If I tape a banana to the wall here and get everyone in the building to come look at it, no one's giving me a dollar. We got to change our circles. That's the thing. If you're around rich people, sometimes you can get them to part with their money. You just got to find these clever little ways. And I think art's a good one. We could come up with something as good as a banana taped to the wall. I could put sweet and low packets.
Have you seen that whole theory about modern-day art's just like a money laundering scam?
Well, I mean, that's what this story has turned into, is are people just trying to find ways
to get
money from rich people? And it's like, well, of course they are. The question is the person who taped the banana to the wall genuine in saying that this means something to me and might mean something to you? I can't imagine that they do.
No, I think they're. I think
unless they're mentally unwell.
So when he bought the art, it's a cryptocurrency guy.
Okay, the guy who bought it.
Yeah,
yeah. I saw something about him.
So when he bought the art, you really can't buy the banana. Won't stay, right?
Right.
So he bought the ability
to tape bananas to the wall.
Right.
Yeah.
Purchased a certificate of authenticity that gives him the authority to duct tape a banana to a wall and call it comedian.
And that is the piece of art. So he's not keeping the one that he has. Mm-mm. He's allowed to put it up again because you're going to need a new banana. And wasn't this banana put up a while ago? I mean, it was probably a different banana. But I remember the duct tape banana. I could have sworn that this was a thing that had already been on display for a while. But then I saw today that it sold for $6.24 million. And I just thought, we are in the wrong circles, man. No one is going to give us $6 million for a banana here. How do we get to Sotheby's? How do we get in there? How do we get some art? I think you could do it, man. Put a Zen pouch on the wall and tape a cigarette to it. Say that it's, you know, talking about the realness, authenticity versus imitation. I don't know. You got to
somebody
something.
Sold something for $121.2 million.
I saw something about $100 million.
Empire of Light.
Empire of Light? Did you
see
what it looks
like? That's what it's called. It just says an eerie nighttime streetscape.
Okay, I saw something sold for $100 million, but I didn't see any pictures of it. But I assumed it wasn't as crazy as the banana. Who is your favorite? We kind of had this debate a few weeks back when we were talking about some sporting event we just watched. I think it was because the Royals were in the playoffs.
Banana art.
When the Royals were in the playoffs, we talked about sports broadcasters that we like, you know, ranking them. Who's the best? Who's the worst? You know, you start at the bottom with the amateurs like Nick Wright, right? And then you move your way up to the greats.
Sports announcers?
Yeah, like announcers. Who's your favorite?
Commentators or like play-by-play, because it's different.
I think they're counting both. Just like the greatest sports broadcasters. These are mostly though guys that would call games. They talk during a game. They can do different sports. They can do Olympics. They can do football every week or whatever. And there's those big names. I mean, Joe Buck is now hated in Kansas City, but he's a big name, right?
Right.
And I'm sure it costs a lot of money if you want him to come call your game. Al Michaels moving to Prime, to Amazon, was a big deal. Because in my opinion, I think he's the greatest.
I like Al Michaels.
I just think his voice
is... I think my favorite of all time, Harry Carey.
See, I didn't hear Harry Carey very much. I'd see him occasionally on the news, but I didn't live in Chicago. I didn't watch those... I just wasn't around for him enough. When I think Harry Carey, at my age, honestly, I think more of Will Ferrell doing the Harry Carey impression. Yeah. But you know who they say the best ones are?
Don Cherry.
The 25
Don Cherry love there.
25 greatest announcers of all time.
Yeah.
Okay. So Al Michaels.
He's 25.
Well, I think they might be starting at the top, but because they don't put numbers on them. So I just heard the first one. They say Al Michaels, based on how this goes. But I don't know. I know you're gonna make fun of me because
no way he's 25.
No, I would think that he's got to be.
Yeah, but like, I wouldn't think he'd be above Vince Scully and Howard Cosell.
Right. Well, that's the debate. Yeah, because and who's the guy that did the Royals games? I can't think of his name. That you said you don't like, that everyone else likes, that Nick was all excited about.
Oh, Bob Costas.
Costas.
Yeah.
Because and then by the way, I loved Costas. I mean, I still do. But you told me that he was. You, before that Royals series started, you're like, yeah, I don't like him. He's kind of boring.
I don't like him.
And then I watched his games, like, he's doing a horrible job.
Yeah, I thought you were crazy, and I watched it. I'm like, oh, my God.
Everybody was like,
you're sports fans were all talking about it.
When I said before he started, I'm like, I don't like him.
Yeah.
He's always boring to me.
You were the only one.
And he's like, he's condescending and like, you know, real suit and tie. Like, I don't like him.
Yeah. Everyone argued with you.
Like,
Nick Wright texted. He's like, no, it's sick. We got him for the whole series. Like, yeah, this is awesome. Yeah,
I thought you were insane.
You're the only one. By the end of that series, baseball fans around the country are like, man, Costas has really blown it. So here's where they start with the numbers, okay? And we'll see where they rank Al Michaels. Merlin Olsen.
Oh, yeah.
Makes up 25. 24. Mike Maycock. I don't know who that is.
I've heard the name, but I don't
know. Do you? Says he's a draft geek stream with nitpicky insights, blah, blah, blah. I don't know who he is. Number 22 is Mike Tirico. Mike Tirico.
Yeah, I like him.
I like him. And it's one of those things where once you get one of these guys who becomes a main guy, anytime there's a new, quote unquote, main guy, it's polarizing. You get people like, I hate this guy. It takes you a while to get used to him. People who didn't like Collinsworth when he started doing Sunday Night Football. I think a lot of those people end up changing their minds, whether they'll admit it or not. And I will admit that Tirico, in the beginning, I was like, who's this guy?
He sounds kind of like Al Michaels.
You think?
I do. He's got a little bit of the same cadence to him.
You're right. He does. I just thought in the beginning, like, are they going to try and make this guy like a guy, like a main guy? Of course, now he is. And I like him. I think he's pretty good. Everyone likes him. We're all good with him. Vince Scully.
Yeah, Vince Scully.
Got to be in the top 25. Charlie Jones. I don't know who Charlie Jones is. He said he broadcasted during the AFL days through epic games like the Bills' miraculous 1993 playoff comeback. He was an NBC guy. I don't know him.
No.
Lindsey Nelson. Do you know this guy?
No.
Okay. Seems like maybe Cowboys fans would know that guy. He looks like he's an old-timer. Jim Nantz is one that I don't think we mentioned.
Yeah, I like Jim Nantz.
He's a big-time.
Yeah.
Right? If you're getting the big game of the Sunday afternoon, like, what's the big game? You're getting Nantz and Romo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he's
Gus
good.
Gus Johnson?
We'll see if he's on there. Right. When Al Michaels retires, I feel like Jim Nantz would be my choice. Don Meredith is number 17.
Yeah. Don.
Going back a ways. Frank Gifford.
Yeah.
I forgot about Frank Gifford. Yeah. Is he alive?
No, I think he died.
He did that?
Didn't he cheat on that girl?
He did, Kathy Lee. Right. Yeah, but I didn't know.
He was like 100 and he cheated on her.
Yeah, I remember that story, but I didn't know if he passed away. Every now and then you see someone and you go, is that celebrity still alive or are they dead? Tom Brookshire, he's number 15. That's going way back into the 70s. Troy Aikman is number 14. He is one that I don't care for. I don't think he's very good.
I can't stand him.
You can't stand him? Okay. I like him more now than I used to. I used to really dislike listening to him do games, but I still
think... He died in 2015.
Okay.
He was born in 1930.
My dad was born in 34.
Wow. Ever since Aikman did that tweet about, you know, call me when he has 3 rings.
Yeah, I mean, all that.
But also, you guys don't like him.
You say condescending. I think Troy Aikman can be kind of condescending, too.
He's condescending.
And he
doesn't bother me.
I hate him
less. He doesn't come off like Costas. Like, Costas comes off condescending like in, I'm smarter and better than you. Troy Aikman doesn't really come off like that to me.
Comes off to me as unimpressed.
I would put him in the top 25, but...
To me, Troy Aikman comes off as unimpressed. You know how Romo's all excited? I mean, Collinsworth. Yeah. Collinsworth every
That's
time.
It.
See, if you look
That's
at this guy, look what he did here. This is amazing. I feel like Troy Aikman's sitting there going, show me something
That's
I haven't
it.
Seen.
Right.
Joe Buck is number 13. Sorry, I know I'm taking too long, Snow Cone. Jack Buck is number 12.
Okay.
Old enough. Marv Albert is number 11. Now, I'm not even a basketball guy, but I would put Marv Albert in the top 5.
Of course, yeah.
I think he belongs in the top 5. He's absolutely legendary. That voice is legendary. Collinsworth is 10. Love Collinsworth. I don't get the people who still haven't come around to liking him. He's great. Get over it. What's wrong with you? Howard Cosell's number 9. I thought he might be higher. I don't know this name, Lazo. This is from a long time ago. Al DeRogatis. We're talking black and white days when they weren't wearing helmets.
Nope.
Chris Schenkel.
Nope.
Old timer. Okay. Kurt Gowdy. That name is familiar to me.
I thought we just did a Gowdy.
Did we? Was there another Gowdy? Kurt Gowdy's number 6 on the list.
I don't know then.
Paul Christman is number 5.
One of them used to do when I was really little. I remember they would like sing at the end of the Monday night football game. And they would do like, good night. The party's over, whatever. Like,
would that
whatever.
Have been like in the 80s?
Maybe yeah.
Okay, that might be him. I don't know.
Kurt Gowdy, I think, maybe. It was Monday Night Football, though, and he would sing like when the game got out of hand.
Okay. Number 4 is Dick Enberg. I feel like that's a legendary name that we kind of forgot about. He's big. Pat Summerall, number 3.
I like Pat Summerall.
That's a
John
good
Madden, number 2 or number 1?
Al Michaels is 2.
Mm-hmm.
So John Madden's number 1.
John Madden, number 1.
I'd flip him, but I love John Madden. But, yeah. But you know who I didn't see on there? Bob Costas. So,
no,
you know, I guess he
like
calls. I guess he doesn't call a lot of football, so maybe that's the issue. But John Madden, I would guess John Madden would be number 1. I think if Al Michaels were dead, maybe they'd switch it. But I just think everyone loves John Madden. They love Madden football. He's legendary. And he's the late, great John Madden. So you got to put
him
on
one. I'm surprised Keith Jackson didn't make it.
Huh, I don't know who that is.
You
know? No.
Keith Jackson. He did college football. He was the one like, whoa, Nelly.
Okay.
The horses are coming out of the barn today. Like, he just did really weird. But I loved him. And people loved him. Keith Jackson died 2018.
The hyperbole is done. Now we can finally play the game. Look at that.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Well,
what?
It's 2024. That means we're almost a quarter of the way through the 21st century. Is that right? This is the 21st century. I saw that. Is Hailey Bieber Justin Bieber's sister? Is that how that works?
His wife.
It's his wife?
And Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
That's it. That's Justin Bieber's wife?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, she's very mad. Did you see this? Because Billboard did the greatest pop stars of the 21st century.
Okay.
And she was very mad about Justin not being number one. I don't know who the greatest pop stars of the 21st century should be.
I don't know what the 21st century is.
I think we're in it. So I think from 2000, yeah, that's what I was saying. I think we're a quarter of the way through.
From 2000?
Yep.
To what?
2100?
Yeah.
2100?
No. It's 2099. Oh, the century, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this is a century, 100 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. So then 2099, which will be dead. Long.
We're in the 21st century?
Yeah.
And not the 20th century?
Right.
No, because 0 to 100 will be the first century.
So it's always one ahead. 1800s is the 19th century. It's so stupid.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It's because they had to. It's like a baby being 0. It's like, well, give it an age. You know, it can't actually be 0.
You'd have to have the 0 century in order to be on track.
Yeah. Hmm. And so they didn't do that.
It'd just be the century.
Right.
And then the first century, and then the second century, and then the third century. It'd just be the century.
Way more sense. That would be easier for everyone.
A lot easier. Much.
Well, it took me like 3 seconds to figure it out.
Well,
I should just be in charge of a lot of stuff. Like a lot of stuff.
Just fix it.
Like when I hear stuff, like I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. I just never even thought about it before. But then like, well, this is why they did it. I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why don't we just fix it? And like, usually takes me between 6 to 10 seconds to fix things.
Yeah, you should be the mayor.
Just be century.
You should fix Kansas City, because that would be good.
What's wrong with it? I don't know what's wrong with it.
The roads look like a war zone. There's
fill them with trash. Well, why? What, like potholes? Is that why?
Yeah, and then some. Like, just torn. Yeah. It looks like they've been bombed.
What?
And,
the city?
Yeah, parts of it. And then there's something wrong with all the sewage. They're trying to replace all the pipes or something. It's taking forever. They block off all the streets. They got problems. Missing money? I don't know.
Where's the money missing?
I don't know. I'm making that up. I just assume there's missing money. But I don't know. It seems
probably
like...
Oh, you go on my street, it's perfect. Metcalf. I'm the mayor of Metcalf.
Exactly.
There's no problems there.
That's what I'm saying. So if you could come make Kansas City operate a little smoother...
I don't see why it would be that hard.
You could run a city. I think you'd be fine. They won't tell me who the number one pop star is, but I saw Miley Cyrus is 15. She should be higher than
that. Of the 21st century?
The best of the 21st century. Justin Timberlake's 14. Nicki Minaj, Eminem 12. Usher.
They're tied at 12?
No, Eminem's 12. Usher's 11. Then the top 10.
What'd you say, Nicki Minaj? What's she?
13.
Oh.
Then Adele is 10.
Mm.
Ariana Grande, 9.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber, 8, which is what Haley's mad about.
Why?
I don't know who she thought.
That's his wife.
Should have been lower. I don't know. Kanye West is 7.
Mm-hmm.
Britney Spears is 6. She's definitely the top pop star of
the
aughts,
right? In the 2000s?
I would say that the aughts, she was number one.
I don't know if that was the 90s. I don't really know much about it.
The 2000s. Like, she was, yeah, it was
when
the,
was she dressed up like a schoolgirl in high school?
I think right around like 99, 2000.
Yeah, that's when she was at peak.
Well, the schoolgirl's like 97 or something. But
97,
when she puts the boa constrictor...
She's perfect.
The peak Britney was when she put the boa constrictor or whatever it was over her shoulders for the VMAs and came out in that bikini thing.
Mm. I don't remember that. No, I just remember her saying, hit me one more time.
Look at that picture. She was. Oh, okay. It was a huge deal when she was on the VMAs.
Video was released November 26, 1998.
Who?
98. Yeah, so that's when she was...
Schoolgirl. Hit me, baby, one more time.
How
that's when she was really
she?
Young. 15?
Find out. Yeah, I think she was 15.
Uh-oh, sorry.
Yeah. That's why you want to go with the snake. That's what I'm saying.
Sorry.
Go to the VMAs.
So we all think that video's the one, but we're not allowed to say it?
No, I like her in the 2000s.
Okay.
Yeah. She was 16.
16. Well, I don't know what the rules are in this state. Lady Gaga, 5. Drake, number 4. I can't believe this will be that high after he got murdered by Kendrick. Rihanna, Rihanna, number 3. And then I guess we have to wait for the top 2. So what the hell? Hmm. Who's number 1?
Number 1.
You named every pop star I know already. So why are they making me wait for
the
top 2?
Of the 21st century?
Of the 21st century.
2 and 1 are coming first, or coming soon. But Rihanna's number 3. You've named every pop star already that I know. So
Pink.
That's it. Pink. You think Pink's number 2 or 1? She could be lower on this list. I don't know. I didn't go all the way to the bottom. Katy Perry's on here at the bottom. Ed Sheeran, Bad Bunny, One Direction, Lil Wayne, Bruno Mars, BTS, The Weeknd is 18, Shakira, Jay-Z, and then it goes to Miley, which is where I started. So it's got to be someone that's not one of those people.
I don't know anybody.
Oh, Taylor Swift will be number 1. Dude. Idiot. Okay, so who's number 2?
You said Lady Gaga?
Yeah, she was like number 4, I think.
Someone said Usher?
Usher was on here, wasn't he? I thought Usher was on here.
Beyonce.
Beyonce and Taylor, of course. Thank you, Snowcone. Thank you.
The Church of Laszlo.
What?
I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done.
What do you mean? We're almost done. We're getting ready to go on vacation. What are you talking about? Yeah.
I'm eating Cheez-Its.
This is the easy part.
I'm drinking Red Bull. I want to go.
Coast through. We got like an hour left, and then we're out of here, man. That's it. When are you leaving?
You.
Jesus Christ. Why are you mad at me?
You're making me stay here.
I didn't make you stay here. I don't make
you
the schedule.
Leave here.
I could leave here? Yeah, but our boss would not like that. I'd like to keep our job. He's letting us take a long vacation.
Okay.
For whatever reason, he prefers it when we are here when we're supposed to be. So, you know, I know it's dumb, but I feel like we can get through it. I mean, what do you want to talk about? We can talk about your vacation. I don't know when you're leaving.
Probably Monday.
You're driving your car?
I am.
Did you go get an oil change?
No, I'll probably do that this weekend.
Yeah, I feel like when you're about to take a big road trip, you always go, when's the last time I changed the oil?
Yeah, I'm pretty good with mine, but I'll do it anyway, just in case.
You got new tires, right?
Yeah, I already got new tires, so I'm good to go.
You're ready to go, man. Yeah. You're ready to go. We never have a car that we feel like we can take on a road trip. Yeah, either that doesn't have tags, that's me. It's also a pretty small car. And then Brooke doesn't like putting miles on her car. Which,
that's fair.
I guess, but
it's... drive very much.
I know, but it's just like, I could understand if you had like a, you know, 67 Chevy Nova, you know, something, and you keep it in the garage and drive it once a week, but like, it's...
Marrying you might come down to the fact that you guys only have one car at some point. You might as well keep one new.
Well, I guess maybe that's it. She's like, hey, you know, I can't depend on you for really anything.
Exactly.
But I got the heat fixed today, so she told me it's fixed.
Good.
So, I mean, I did something. I mean, I didn't do it.
I've been sitting around cold in there for months.
It was a little chilly, but I told her, look, you know, what do you think people used to do? It's not cold out.
We don't live there now.
I just said, put on a sweatshirt. If you're cold, just pick what would you go outside in those pajamas? No.
You'd make her wear shorts with nylons and a bra.
And now I say, put the nylons on under the pajama pants and make sure that they're like, you know, a 30 or 40 den nylon.
What does that mean?
Warm. How thick they are.
Hmm.
And that you'll be warm. So put them on.
Density? Is that den?
Denier. I think, yeah. You don't know this stuff, Lazo?
No.
Come on, you're a pantyhose guy.
I don't know. I don't buy them like you do.
Have you ever gone online and bought pantyhose?
Never.
Just to have around the house in case someone comes over?
Mm-mm.
What about like, okay, you know.
I have some in my closet, you know.
That you just for you to wear? Or what?
Well, if somebody stops by.
Have you ever? Yeah, have you ever done the thing where someone suddenly, you know, calls you or whatever it is, and they're going to be coming over, so you run to like Target or something to get a pair of stockings? Have you done that? Oh, I've had to do that.
I've got some, you know, hanging out.
So you do have some ready to go?
Yeah, of course.
You make fun of me for having some.
Well, you got a lot of them, and you use like words like 30 den and stuff, you know.
Well, I like good ones, you know. Mm-hmm. I prefer good ones, but in a pinch, it's like, well, if you got to go to Walmart or Target or whatever, you got to do what you got to do. It's either that or this girl's coming over, she's not wearing nylons at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just it's not going to work. Especially, like, what if you're like, you know, oh, my God, I think I'm going to have a threesome tonight. This is it. This is the dream that every man has. I'm about to have a threesome. And you think there's
no nylons for anybody?
You got to go get some.
Well, I don't have to have them.
Oh, I thought
you
did.
So you have to have them. I don't have to have them.
Oh. So you can,
I prefer them.
You can have sex with someone who's not wearing pantyhose?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
And do you just imagine that they're wearing pantyhose?
No.
Do you talk about their pantyhose and say, why'd you
put pantyhose on? No, maybe if it's going along, I'll be like, hey, I have some. Put them on.
Okay, good. So,
but, I mean, I could. But sometimes I won't. You know, whatever.
Okay. So maybe that's part of what keeps you going, though, is the thought that, like, if I wanted to, I could ask her to put some on here in a second. Maybe that keeps you going?
Yeah, you know, depending where we're at.
Yeah. I've never tried it. Well, I tried it. I mean, when I was, like, 16 or whatever, I tried it.
You tried putting them on?
No, I tried having sex with someone who wasn't wearing pantyhose.
And?
Just not for me. It's not for me. I thought it wasn't for you either, but I didn't know.
No, I can for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. And the weird thing is, though, as kind of creepy, and I assume it's creepy, like a guy saying, like, I need you to wear pantyhose. That's pretty creepy, I think. But oddly enough, every girl I've ever dated has been very cool about it.
It doesn't seem to be anything that girls get. I think they know.
It's not that bad.
Like, they've seen pictures of strip clubs and, like,
Girls with thigh highs?
Yeah, so they get it. They're like, yeah.
Oh, you really like those? Yeah, I do. And then you just have to kind of be like, no, I mean, like, I really like them. Like, I need you. Yeah, no, you're going to have to put them on if you want to have sex.
Right. And the girls that wouldn't put them on, like, if they're like, oh, no, what am I, some sort of 1920s handmaid? Yeah. I don't want to talk to you.
No, leave the house.
Right.
I saw that SNL sketch a year or two ago where they just made fun of pantyhose for no reason. Yeah. Someone was pretending to be a pantyhose salesman. I was like, this makes me angry. You know, I mean.
Yeah.
But why do we? There's
worse things.
If they
want to wear them, it's fine. Like I said, I don't have to have them like you do. But if they were like, of course I wouldn't wear pantyhose. Like, what is this, the 1930s? And I'm not. Okay, well, I didn't really want to hang out with you.
Right. That would be bad. Right. But I've never had that happen.
Me neither.
I've always been like, here
I've
you
heard
go.
People date people, they've asked it, and, you know,
I said no. I always have a fresh box. Here's a new box for you. You know, I think this is your size. Here you go. Oh, okay. It's never been an issue. So
I've got some. I just, you know, community.
You reuse them.
Community.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that could be a tougher sell, maybe, but not if you're drinking, I guess. Well, if they're not in a box and they're just laying there in a pile, they probably know.
Well, I mean,
they're in a drawer. Yeah, you just pull them out. I think they know someone else has had them on before.
I don't think they're thinking about it at that point. Hey, put these on.
I feel like they would. If I went over to someone's house and, like, put on these socks and they just pulled out a pair of socks.
It would be different. You wouldn't be in the middle of having sex.
I understand, but I'd still be thinking, I wonder who's worn these.
But if you were, like, having sex and somebody said, reached over and pulled out of a sock drawer, hey, put these on. You wouldn't be like, oh, I wonder who's what dude's socks these are.
I mean, I'd still do it. I get what you're saying. I'd still do it. I just think it was.
You might think about it later, but I'm guessing not the time.
Maybe for Christmas, I'll get you a nice assortment, and you can just have them at the house.
Well, I don't have any time for that anymore.
I know, but someday you will.
I've had sex in a lifetime.
I know, but if you had those at the house, it might motivate you, too. Like, I got to get somebody to put these on.
But I can't.
But you can at some point.
When?
I don't know. Don't the boys go over to people's houses?
No.
To spend the night at a lock-in? You got to get them into church. Churches do lock-ins and stuff. Get them to join a youth group.
Oh, then you're just worried that, you know, they'll call and...
You're not going to be worried about that.
You got to go pick them up.
You're going to be having sex with someone in pantyhose.
Yeah, you can't be doing that when you got you got kids all the time.
Well, I mean, look, if you have to stop, you have to stop.
Yeah, but you know...
But at least you gave it a shot. You know, it's like...
Well, I'm not going to be able to get that far into it without a couple of drinks anyway, so...
Now, that's the problem. Yeah, I get it. You can't go get them.
Right, yeah, so...
Yeah, okay. And you show up drunk with some woman they've never seen before and she got one stocking on her leg.
And I think it's fine at the time, she won't leave because she's insane.
Right, she just won't get it.
Like, I texted the wrong person because I've got a buzz on, and now they won't leave. Like,
oh, my God.
I can't handle any of that.
That, when you go through your phone, I mean, it's been years for me, but going through the phone, you're like, oh, yeah, and you text, and you think you know who it is, and then they get there.
Or you can text, you know who it is, but drunk, you're like, you know what, I'll deal with this.
Yeah.
And then sober, you're like, boy.
Why did I? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Horrible. I mean, of all the mistakes you can make, that's about
it. Happens.
You wake up in the morning and you're like, she wants to go to breakfast?
Yeah.
She wants me to go with her to go pick up her kids at something? Right. Like, no.
Wants to come over and you have to, like, no.
Yeah. That's when I fake, you know, critical illness.
Right.
If I have to go to the hospital, I'll go to the hospital. Like, no, I think I need my appendix removed. I'll see you later. I can't deal with that. I'm not riding around with you all day.
Well, it's not even if you don't like me. I don't have time for all that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not marrying you. I was drunk last night, so I don't understand how you don't understand that.
Right.
You know, and maybe it works for some people. Maybe that's how some people get married. You know, they just hang out, they won't leave, and they're
I'm sure you texted your fiance drunk the first time.
To
have a threesome with your wife.
We got drunk together the first time.
And had a threesome with your wife.
Not the first time we hung out, no.
The second time?
No. Third time? We never had a threesome.
What?
I think they had sex, but we never had a threesome.
You never had a threesome?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
Oh, you remember?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think we did.
If you had a threesome with your new fiance and your ex-wife, that's something, a heart don't forget, something like
that's
that.
That's what
son.
I would think, too. I mean, I'm sure I would have been drunk, but I don't think we did. I think they had sex.
Where were you?
I don't know, at the house.
Where were they?
At her house.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to delve into this some more.
Well, that's all I know.
That's all you know? So were they girlfriend and girlfriend before you?
I don't know that they actually had sex. I just know that they hung out one time without me, so I thought maybe they're fooling around.
How did that come about?
I don't remember. She said she's going to go hang out with her. I really don't remember. I just remember that she went over there.
Did you introduce them?
Well, they'd met, yeah.
And you had already had sex with her?
With my current fiance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You were like, you told your wife, like, hey, I'm having sex with this girl?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you get home one day, and she's like, I'm going over to the girl's house that you're having sex with?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, cool, I'll watch Dateline?
Yeah, I think so, because it's like, okay, good.
Like, none of that
I want you guys to...
Like, I don't know, there's whatever it is, I have to go over there. I don't know if you're plotting to kill me, I don't know if you're plotting to kill each other, I don't know if you're having sex, but none of this can be happening without me being present.
She took a bottle of wine
man, different world.
She took a bottle of wine with her, so I assumed it was supposed to be like, you know...
And you were like, yeah, go...
But I don't know if they actually... I don't know what they did over there. I really
You've
don't.
You've never asked?
I'm sure I did, but now I'm afraid that I'll say the wrong thing.
You could physically not stop me from going over there.
I have to
be there.
I'm afraid
You could physically not stop me from when you're having sex with your fiance being like, yeah, you like having sex with my ex-wife?
Yeah.
Like, how would you not say that once?
Yeah, yeah. We certainly didn't. We never got that
I mean,
far.
I would certainly say that.
Right, yeah. No, that
like,
never
that
happened.
That would happen in during sexy talk time.
Yeah. No, that never happened because by the time we split up, you know, we weren't having threesomes anymore. So that was that. You know
what I'm
saying?
When you just say it to her because you thought she had sex with your ex-wife.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Say
like,
it to
like
her
tonight
now.
When you go home.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
making out. You're like, yeah, you like having sex with my ex-wife?
Yeah.
Good for you because I didn't. Like, whatever you want to say that, you know, make it filthy. I can't believe that you're just going to, you know, you're not going to ask anybody what the hell happened.
I know I asked. What I'm afraid of right now is that I'll say, they did have sex, and then she'll be like, I told you we didn't end up having sex. And I'm like, okay, I don't remember. Because I don't now.
We were texting
and
asking.
I'm not sure. No, she does not want to talk about that, I don't think.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't think she wants to talk about it.
I think she does.
I think she doesn't. I'm pretty sure
she
doesn't.
Well, who knows her better?
Me, I would say.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
Well, my night's ruined.
Why? What's wrong?
I don't want to talk about it.
What happened?
You'll make fun of me.
Why? Just tell me what happened.
Just, we had a plan, and...
Who had a plan?
Me and Brooke, and we should have looked into it further, because it turns out we can't make it happen, and I've been looking forward to it very much, so... Now
we're doing this tonight?
Yeah, we've been talking about doing it. We were supposed to do it. It's like...
What were you going to do?
2 weeks we've been talking about doing it. We were going to go see a movie.
Gladiator?
No.
No. Wicked?
No, definitely not Wicked. It was... She doesn't care about Wicked. I don't know. Something she wanted to see. Something. It doesn't matter, though. I'm missing out on the... You'll make fun of me.
What? What? I don't understand. What's going on? You guys are going to go see a movie. Why can't you go to the movie?
Well, I mean, we could try and find a different movie, but I don't know if there's any movies that she wants to see. She really wanted to see this movie, and now she's bummed because we missed it, so...
What do you mean you missed it?
It's not playing anymore. So now, you know...
Well, you didn't look to see if it was playing anything?
Well, she was the one who said that this was all planned out and asked if I would go, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going.
What movie was it?
Week. Some indie movie. It's the guy that made the Florida Project. I can't remember the name of it. Anyhow, you know, I would go see Wicked with her, but she doesn't want to see it. I would want her to go to the movie. It's fun.
Of course, she gives you a...
It's no.
She puts her legs in your lap. We've all heard it. She wears pantyhose and puts her legs in your lap.
Yeah. And in the wintertime, you know, like, you know, you got coats that you can hide under and, you know, just puts boots on or something and we can go see a movie and... I mean, I saw that movie with Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron. I don't remember a thing. Not a thing.
Well, I don't even know.
One where she's present, the Pretty Woman remake where they twisted it around and Seth Rogen falls in love with the president.
Oh, right, yeah.
She's the president. Yeah. Every time I see a clip from that movie, I just think back to being in that movie theater. It's great. But now we're not going, so...
We'll just go see
it's
a different
ruined.
Movie.
Well, I don't know if she wants to see anything. Part of the thing with this movie is that I didn't think a lot of people were going to be there. I don't like a lot of people crowding my space. And it's Friday night, so if we go see something, there'll be a bunch of people there. And I can't, you know, I don't want to be, I don't want to be stared at. I don't want people watching me. I like that AMC theater over by your house because they do the stadium thing.
Yeah.
So you can sit in like one of those seats on the floor, like the back row on the floor.
You can go see Juror Number 2.
What the hell is that? Is that the Clint Eastwood movie? I think that's his last movie. Is that it, Snow Cone? There's been a lot of controversy about that because they didn't promote it. And they're like, hey, this guy made a lot of good movies for you, and it's probably his last one, and you're not doing anything with it. But I don't know if that's it. There is some new Clint Eastwood movie. He's like 96 years old. So I would assume it's his last movie, but... Who knows?
Wicked.
Yeah, I don't know if I... Well, I actually watched Ariana Grande.
Gladiator 2?
But I'm sure Wicked's all sold out. Gladiator 2 is going to be absolutely jam-packed theater.
Bonhoeffer?
What the hell's that?
Haster, spy, assassin?
What? That's all one thing? Bonhoeffer, Haster, spy, assassin?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a spy assassin?
I guess he's all three of them.
There's not
a period after each of it. Haster, spy, assassin.
There's not going to be a lot of people at that movie.
Sounds like... Tinker, Taylor, Soldier.
Yeah, maybe it's the same guy. Well, that's what we'll go see. I'm going to try
Red
right
One.
Now. Is that the Christmas movie's already out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the best that? Christmas pageant.
The Rock movie?
The best Christmas pageant ever.
Wait, is Red One the Rock movie where he's security for Santa Claus? That's out?
Gosh.
Oh, wow.
Juror Number 2 is the last Clint Eastwood.
I didn't know it was out at the same time.
The best Christmas pageant ever.
What the hell is that?
Heretic, Venom, The Last Dance.
Oh, Venom 3 or whatever. No one will be at that, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, what about that?
It's perfect. I've never seen the first
Conclave.
What about that Anora?
That's what we were going to go see.
Oh.
What is it?
Anora? I think that's what it is. Is that the Florida Project guy?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's what you want to see.
The Wild Robot?
What's that? No one will be there. I can't go to a kids' movie and do it, I feel.
I think that's a normal kids' movie.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
What's a real pain?
I don't know.
Nobody wants to see that.
That sounds like a good one. Yeah. Is it playing over by you?
Jesse Eisenberg.
It's a Jesse Eisenberg movie?
And Kieran Culkin.
Kieran Culkin.
Reunite for a tour through Poland to honor their beloved grandmother.
Oh, this theater will be empty.
Yeah.
I've got a boner already. Empty. Yes.
On a tour about their grandmother.
Yeah.
She'll be like, oh, this is a real cool movie. And you'll be like, yeah.
Right. Oh, she hates Jesse Eisenberg.
I'll just say Kieran Culkin.
It's Kieran. Mm-hmm. She's going to want to watch a trailer. We'll figure it out. There's got to be something. We'll go see that Bonhoeffer spy master assassin or whatever.
Don't give up on the Kieran Culkin.
I don't think I should. That sounds like it could be up her alley. I know she hates that guy.
Nobody's going to see Bonhoeffer pastor spy assassin.
There's no way. And that's not a kid's movie, right?
You say the plot of
As the world teeters on the brink of annihilation, Dietrich Bonhoeffer is swept into the epicenter of a deadly plot to assassinate Hitler.
Oh, perfect.
Jesus Christ.
Perfect.
Oh, wait. It looks like it's just called Bonhoeffer Pastor Spy. Okay, yeah, that is it.
Well,
yeah.
I can read.
Well, no, because I pulled it up and it just said it was Bonhoeffer.
Yeah, well. With his faith and fate at stake, Bonhoeffer must choose between upholding his moral convictions or risking it all to save millions of Jews from genocide.
I saw an advertisement for this thing. Okay.
Will his shift from preaching peace to plotting murder alter the course of history?
I saw
or cost him everything.
Saw a guy dressed like Hitler for some ad for movie. That's that. Okay, got it. Well, there won't be people there, right?
Starring Moritz Bleibtreu.
Is this in foreign language? Is it French?
Jonas Dassler.
Yeah, I'll bet this isn't in English.
Martin Niemöller, Todd Kominarki.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this
don't
is going to be good.
I don't think anybody wants to watch it. But the Jesse Eisenberg, that's the one.
It's got a 60% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Jesse Eisenberg and Kieran Culkin, that's the one.
That's
I think
it,
it's going to be like it's an indie movie. They're reuniting.
She likes Succession, right? She likes Kieran Culkin.
We didn't watch Succession, but she likes.
I thought she did. Okay.
No, but she likes Kieran Culkin. I'm sure she'll remember him from the stuff she's seen him in. And, you know, Jesse Eisenberg's older now. Maybe she just didn't like him in Social Network. I don't know. But that feels like a movie theater that will be empty. An absolutely empty movie.
100%.
That's where I'm going. What's it called again?
I don't think people are
going
to go watch this Kill Hitler movie.
I know, but there could be someone. That Jesse Eisenberg thing, at least I saw an ad for the Hitler thing, so maybe someone else will be there. Jesse Eisenberg with Kieran Culkin sounds like empty theater.
Remember their
tour Poland?
Grandma or something?
Yeah. Yeah. That there's nobody there.
No one's there.
We are going to get it on.
The Church of Laszlo.
What are we doing?
So I've got personal stuff going on. I'm trying to get something put together here.
What do you mean?
It's very important. Huh? Well, it's Friday. I mean, we're getting ready to go on vacation. There's all that stuff. I'm excited about all that, but I'm also, we're not leaving till when do you leave?
Probably Monday.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So
you know, Thanksgiving is observed in Canada, Germany, Liberia, St. Lucia.
It's observed
in the Netherlands,
Germany?
Australia.
I've never heard this. Like, observed by how many people? They don't get the day off, do they?
Thanksgiving is a national holiday celebrated on various dates in October and November in the United States, Canada, St. Lucia, Liberia, and unofficially in countries like Brazil, Germany, and the Philippines. It is also observed in the Dutch town of Leiden.
What are they celebrating?
It began as a day of giving thanks for the blessings of the harvest and of the preceding year. Variously similar named harvest festival holidays accrue throughout the world during autumn. Although Thanksgiving was historically rooted in religious and cultural traditions, it has long been celebrated as a secular holiday as well. There you go.
So hold on, but it's America's holiday, right? We started it? What?
Prayers of thanks and special Thanksgiving ceremonies are common among most religions after harvest and at the time of the year. Thanksgiving's holiday history in North America, rooted in English traditions dating from the Protestant Reformation.
Okay, but our Thanksgiving is about the pilgrims learning how to grow corn from the natives, right? And everybody getting along? Kumbaya?
According to some historians, the first celebrations of Thanksgiving in North America occurred during the 1578 voyage of Martin Frobisher from England in search of the Northwest Passage. Other researchers, however, state that there's no compelling narrative for that, but that would be Canadian Thanksgiving Day, the first one. They did it in Canada first.
What? Whatever. I'm not buying that. I got
to
dig
Canadian
into this a little
Thanksgivings
bit more.
Are also sometimes traced to French settlers who came to New France in the 17th century.
Yeah, the French.
Hey, they continued throughout the winter season. They shared food with the indigenous people. The whole thing, our whole story, took place in Canada first.
Whatever. Whatever.
The settlers arrived in Nova Scotia from New England after 1700.
They landed on Plymouth Rock.
Later, autumn Thanksgiving celebrations became commonplace. New immigrants into the country, such as the Irish, Scottish, and Germans, also added their own traditions to the harvest celebrations.
Oh, well, whatever. It was all a big mess. We hadn't figured things out yet back then. Canada could have been ours. We hadn't decided. And so, you know, they finally said, hey, we'll slice off this top part.
Most of the U.S. aspects of Thanksgiving, such as the turkey, were incorporated when United Empire loyalists began to flee from the United States during and after the American Revolution and settled in Canada.
Oh, well, good for you. Yeah, good decision there, buddy. You got scared? Oh, we don't have the queen, we don't have the king anymore. What are we going to do? So you went to Canada and decided to be a colony. How'd that work out for you? I heard they put you on the front lines in every single war.
An annual Thanksgiving holiday tradition in North American colonies is documented for the first time in 1619 in the Commonwealth of Virginia. So let's just go back 1619.
No wonder Canada's all these friendly people.
Canada did Thanksgiving first.
No wonder they're so friendly. It's founded by people who ran out of America going, oh, I don't want to live without a monarchy, you know? I need someone to tell me what to do. That's why they're so friendly. Crazy.
Man.
Who knew? I still don't really know what Canada is. I spent the last 2 years trying to figure out why they still, same with Australia, they still got the monarchy on their money and they still sing God Save the King, and I don't.
Well, you can say whatever you want, but they invented Thanksgiving.
Well, whatever. We made it better. Just like pizza. Italians invented pizza, we made it better. You know, that's how it goes. And other countries.
Celebrated in Germany.
I've never heard that. Well.
Erntedankfest.
Dankfest, huh?
Erntedankfest.
Well, that would. Donk would be different. But.
Ernt. Ed. A-N-K, fest.
I don't know what that means. Ernten Ed Fest?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
The English translation is literally Harvest Thanks Festival. You know what? We didn't invent anything.
Stop that right now. What do you think? Where do you think Facebook came from?
There's probably, if I looked it up now, I just happened to be looking it up. If I looked it up, it'd probably be, you know, I don't know.
No.
Granada first.
Windows, Mac, ChatGPT, Facebook, Instagram. It's
rock and
all
roll.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll. Little Richard.
I don't love it.
You don't love it?
Motown.
What don't you love? You
I'm
don't
just
love
saying, you guys are saying that's it, but did you know that we didn't invent Thanksgiving until 3 minutes
ago? Doesn't really matter, though. We made it better.
So I'm just saying. Now you guys are saying, oh, we did rock and roll and all this other stuff. The only reason why you're saying that
is because you said we didn't invent anything.
Because I haven't had a chance to look it up yet and see who really invented the goddamn thing.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
You were so excited to get out of here.
Well, no, I'm looking at movies.
I found the movie I'm going to see.
Thanksgiving movies, though.
Oh, movies about Thanksgiving? Dutch. With your buddy.
Oh, you got Four Brothers. It's a annual tradition.
Four Brothers, my favorite. That's my favorite. I'm just looking if they have it in here. These are movies that take place around Thanksgiving. Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
There's all the animated ones. You don't really need that.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And
Adam's Family Values. The Big Chill.
Isn't that about a funeral? Dutch is your movie because...
Funny People, The Gold Rush.
Ethan Embry and you were like buddies for a while.
Right. Grumpy Old Men.
Okay, sure. It's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's the Thanksgiving movie.
And Jack and Jill.
Why don't you talk to Ethan Embry anymore? You should get him on the phone again.
Paul Blart Mall Cop?
I don't know that I've seen that.
What?
Classic.
I haven't seen it.
Brokeback Mountain?
I give thanks for that movie.
Oh, look, they even have it here. Four Brothers.
Yeah, it was on the list last year. Are they going in order?
No, this is just a list of all of them. Rocky 2.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is number one. It's the Thanksgiving movie.
No, Four Brothers is the Thanksgiving movie.
You're a huge John Hughes fan. He made the two best Thanksgiving movies, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and Dutch.
Funny People.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, that's a good Thanksgiving movie.
Isn't he dying of cancer?
No one else likes that except me and Lazo.
I love that movie.
The movie's great.
I don't remember the Thanksgiving part of it.
Well, I got to watch Four Brothers and Rocky. Those are my Thanksgiving movies.
I'm going to watch Dutch. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Call Ethan
Son-in-Law.
Oh, yeah, there's Thanksgiving and Son-in-Law. That's a great movie. He invented the comedy, Pauly Shore.
Well, there you go. Four Brothers into Rocky. That's my Thanksgiving Day. You?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and Dutch.
All right, are we done?
That's it.
Good show, Dutch. Stay positive, kids. Happy Thanksgiving.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.